I know it seems like I'm taking a lunch break or something, but I really am going as fast as I can. Please hear the word of the Lord as it is given to us in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly a sound came from heaven like the rush of a mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire, distributed and resting on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem devout Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. And they were amazed and wondered, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each one of us, in our own native language, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others, mocking, said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea, and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and give ear to my words. For these men are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. On your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Yea, and on my men servants and my maidservants, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heaven above, and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and manifest day. And it shall be that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is the word of the Lord and can be trusted. When I was in kindergarten, we had show and tell. Did you? And you could bring in something that you liked and talk about it. It could be a toy, it could be a record, it could be a blanket. It was fun, and you couldn't fail. Obviously, there was some irony in the passage that I just read. Did you hear it in verse 1? When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. Well, we are not all in one place, but, we are blessed that through the gift of the Holy Spirit and the gift of God's grace given to us in Jesus Christ, we are all together, which is good because the world and our country are not. They are not together at all. Ahmaud Arbery goes out for a jog and ends up murdered. Who knows if justice will be served? As has been said, why is it that the alleged killers get to be presumed innocent? And Ahmaud did not, but was gunned down in cold blood, and don't tell me race had nothing to do with it. It was a 36-second video gone viral that caused the national outrage so that Georgia law could no longer protect these killers from being arrested almost 3 months after the murder. Show and tell made the difference. Christian Cooper goes to Central Park to watch the birds because, hey, he's a bird watcher. But he also takes notes of his surroundings, and when he asks a woman to put her dog on a leash, which is clearly posted in numerous spots, she makes a phone call to the police saying an African-American male was threatening her, a white woman. Obviously, race was involved, and there was video footage. Show and tell made the difference. She has since acknowledged and apologized and lost her job because of the incident, something that, to my knowledge, has not happened to the two men who allegedly murdered Ahmaud. George Floyd, a black man, is arrested, cuffed, and ultimately killed in Minneapolis as Derek Chauvin, a white police officer, knelt on his neck for 8 minutes. And the other three police officers, also white, did not stop him. And there was cell phone video. Show and tell made the difference. The officers have since been fired, and yes, there are bad police officers, and there are bad teachers, and there are bad nurses, and there are bad engineers, and certainly there are bad ministers. So let's not use a broad brush and try to paint this as something larger than what it is, because the picture is already large and ugly enough. Stereotyping of any kind is not helpful. Corey Jones was killed, and if it had not been for an audio recording by a tow truck driver that gave a very different account from what had been initially given, would justice have been served? And that's the point. There was video footage that showed three of those incidents and an audio recording of the fourth. That was what was convincing to the public. Otherwise, it would have been left for a spin job. And we have already seen too much spin in all kinds of areas of life, from politics to media. No wonder we're all dizzy. It was the video and audio witness that made the difference. Show and tell. I share these stories not because I think any of us would act like that, but because there are acts that we do. And I want to remind us that those acts make a difference. We are a diverse congregation because we respect one another, not because we always agree with one another. We are a living witness of the diversity that God intends. We show what real community looks like. We are showing the world that it can be done. We have to continue to show with words and actions what God intends. Diversity, just like languages, is a gift. And we give evidence of the Holy Spirit when we show up and speak up, when we show and tell. As the world grows more and more tribal, as nations, cities, and even faith communities turn on each other out of suspicion and selfishness, as the pandemic causes us to physically separate from those around us, God pours out the Holy Spirit on us so that we might be the body of Christ for a frightened and imperiled world. We are the show and tell of good news for these dark times. The Pentecost story is a story for this time, for this moment. We face the pandemic as people of faith, even when we are tempted to grow complacent or to despair or to turn into ourselves and forget that we are part of a much larger whole. We live in a world where words have become toxic, where words threaten to divide and destroy us. If we don't speak the language we know, the language of God, of love, of grace and understanding, then the world will burn itself down to ash. We show and tell. It's no small thing that the Holy Spirit loosened tongues to break down barriers. In the face of differences, God compels us to engage. In the face of fear, we remember Jesus' promise of peace. We show and tell. We see the ugliness, the violence, the hatred. This is what happens when leaders fail to lead and fail to inspire and instead promote self and promote selfishness, promote the idea that the only thing that is important is getting what you want. Leaders who have no concept of sacrifice or the larger good have no use for community except to use it to get what they want. We need a different vision, and we need a different voice. We need your voice. You are the vision. You are exactly what is needed during this time to show others the beauty of diversity, to speak words of hope, to share the vision of God's good news. We show and tell. We say with confidence, this is what the body of Christ looks like. This is what we celebrate. We show and tell. Je te aime. Te amo. Ashatira. Ani hovret ofka. I love you. The sounds are all as different as the lands from which they came. And though our words are all unique, our hearts are still the same. Love in any language, straight from the heart, pulls us together, never apart. And once we learn to speak it, all the world will hear. Love in any language, fluently spoken here. Though the rhetoric of government may keep us worlds apart, there's no misinterpreting the language of the heart. Love in any language, straight from the heart, pulls us all together, never apart. And once we learn to speak it, all the world will hear. Love in any language, fluently spoken here. That's the language we speak, the language of love, the language of hope. We show the world a vision of what God intends, a dream that can become a reality when we speak up and show up, when we show and tell. Back in 1971, Coca-Cola had a TV commercial, I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing. And it was a vision of a bunch of people, a wide range of nationalities, gathering on a hill, holding hands. And they were singing this song. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see the world for once, all standing hand in hand, and hear them echo through the hills for peace throughout the land. That's the song the world needs to hear. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. That's the real thing. That's what we bring, a vision from God for how we can live together in harmony. Not everyone singing the same note, harmony. Not everyone looking the same or talking the same. Instead, celebrating and embracing our diversity, our differences, recognizing that we are bonded to one another by something greater than what we look like or sound like. We are bonded to God and to one another through grace. We show and tell. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. That's the vision we need. That's the song the world needs to hear. That's the real thing. And that's what Pentecost does. It reminds us to show the world and tell the world the good news of God's amazing grace. We show and tell, and we dare not fail. Amen. Again, I want to thank you and affirm the difference that your gifts make. Not just your monetary gifts, although that's what we're going to pray for, but the gifts that you bring every single day to the people that are part of your life, whether it's through a phone or through a text, or even if it's face-to-face, you make a difference, and your gifts make a difference, and I thank you for your generosity. Would you please join me in prayer? Lord, our God, as I lift up these offerings, I lift up these people, this diverse, wonderful, brilliant people who give evidence of your diversity. We pray, Lord, that as we have a variety of gifts, that through the unity of your Spirit, we are able to celebrate and share your grace with all people. We thank you for this opportunity to participate in the building of your kingdom. And in Christ's name we pray. Amen. As we come now to the Lord's table, and as we prepare ourselves now to celebrate the Lord's Supper, I'm very much aware of the fact that most of you are using something then different than the Publix home-style loaf that is before me. There is a diversity in the items we are using to represent as emblems the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There is a diversity in the body of Christ that God intends and celebrates. For on the night when the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant of my blood. Do this as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Please pray. Lord our God, as we have lifted up these emblems, this bread, this cup, the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we ask that through the gift of your Spirit that you would now consecrate them, set them aside, make them holy. And as that happens, Lord, we pray that your Spirit would also fall upon us, sanctifying us, making us holy, that we may truly be instruments of your grace, even as we receive your grace through the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray, amen. The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. As we come to the end of our worship time together, again, celebrate the fact that you are where you need to be right now. You are exactly the instrument of grace that God intends to be out into the world, to show and tell the good news of God's love and God's grace. And I thank you that you are able to do that. I want again to invite those who may never have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I want to give you that opportunity right now. I'm going to ask you two questions in just a moment. And for those of you who have already received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the opportunity to be able to affirm that confession of faith. So for both groups of people, here are the questions. Do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God? And have you accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior? God bless you, and amen.